Come today.
我感谢神，神给我力量，让我今天可以再继续过来。
My dear friend here, Lei, told me Sunday she was amazed at how strong I preached.
Yeah, 我星期天的时候
she was too.
其实我星期天她就说
But whenever I'm strong like that, realize it's not me.
因为我刚才
It really is not
妈咪讲，我说我星期天在下边看妈咪讲到，我都在那儿很惊奇。我说哎呀，我说妈咪都82岁了，
it's really
想到这么有精力，这么就是这么刚强，这么有力，就像就是那个很有力量。妈咪说你每次看到我，圣母说她也惊奇。妈咪说你每次看到我这样，都不是出于我，而是出于神。圣母解释一下。
我那天呢，为什么我上去翻译，你知道吗？因为他前一阵子有状况，他的痛啊，他的就是很痛，然后他因为他不让他讲到，他想说讲到我一定不能放过，但是我在预备着，万一到一半。他不能再讲，他那个痛说他很弱的啊，你们没有看过他那个很弱的那种哈、啊，那所以我跟翻译说我来翻，万一他到一半不能翻了、啊，那我就要讲下去了、啊。所以当他一出来那第一句话把我吓一跳，说 You are strong 啊，他就是说这就是出于神啊给他的力量。
Yes, well, that's always when the Holy Spirit comes.
当圣灵降临的时候就是这样。
So I thank the Lord.
所以我很感谢神。
You know, as you get older, and all of us that are getting older realize this, that the things you used to do, you can't do anymore. So we have to fill our life with other things. And I want to tell you, I fill my life with the Word of God in prophecy.
然后我现在就用神的来研究神的那个预言，这个来充满我的时间。
I read the old prophets and what happened years ago and how they were answered by God.
然后我就读到在旧约的时候那些先知，他们预言的，看到他们所说的，最后就被神或者祷告了，神怎么样回应
？And I look at today and I listen to the news today.
我就看今天听今天听这个新闻
，and I can get excited.
我就很兴奋。
Right now, the Sanhedrin.
现在你知道吗？就是那个公会。
Now they're the old Jewish rabbis, and some I'm sure younger.
就是犹太人，你知道他们原来是那个公会，他们都是犹太人的那个教法师。
They brought them back to Israel from the old days in about 1950, I think.
他们大概1950年的时候就把这些教法师、这些公会呢重新带回到以色列。
You see, in their
history,
对，就是公会那个。
In their history,
在他们的历史中
，they were the strong powers of Israel.
他们是这个以色列的实权派。
But 1950, they came, but there was no strength or power. They didn't give them any of the government.
虽然是那时候有工会，但是那时候政府没有给工会任何的这个其实真正的权利。
But today,
但是今天
they have a lot of power in Israel.
这个今天这个在以色列的工会是它是很有实权的。
And that Sanhedrin has one thing in view that they are pushing with all of their might.
这个工会他们有一件事情，他们在用他们的权力全心去拼命的推行。
That is to build the third temple.
那就是要建第三圣殿，就再重建圣殿。
They have everything ready, you know.
他们现在是每样东西其实都准备好了。
They have all the instruments. They have all the garments. They have everything.
他们所有的器皿
the building.
所有的器皿，他们那个祭司穿的衣服都准备好了，除了没有这个圣殿之外。
Because they know it was prophesied to them.
因为他们知道预言里边已经给他们预言过。
But here I listen, and both of they're having a election for mayor in Jerusalem.
他们现在在以色列呢，他们准备了一个有马上就有个大选。
So this body, the Sanhedrin, wrote to each one of them and said, "You better put about the temple into your agenda." Building the temple.
这个工会的人就会写给这个竞选的人说，你最好把这个重建圣殿这个工程也写到你的这个日程表上。
I think about how God uses different people, groups of people, and different events to fulfill His prophecy.
我就在想，神用不同的人、不同的事件、不同的就是族群来实现他的预言。
He used Trump to fulfill the prophecy. That Jerusalem would be the capital of Israel.
所以呢，神你看到神用那个创普总统，就是来实现说耶路撒冷会成为以色列的这个首都的这个预言。
And now he's using the Sanhedrin.
现在呢，神在用谁呢？在用这个公会
这些人。They even wrote to Iran.
他们甚至写信给伊
朗。Which at one time it was Persia.
伊朗就是过去的波斯。
And they wrote and said, "We want you to help us build the temple like your old leader Cyrus helped us to build the second temple."
他们就说，我们希望你们就像你们波斯帝国以前的那个居鲁士那个大帝王，他曾经帮助建造了下令建造耶路撒冷的就是那个第二圣殿。那我们现在希望你们也帮助我们建造圣殿。
I mean, they are. I'm sure the Iranians thought that was funny.
然后我觉得那个，当然伊朗政府会觉得他们这个讲法很奇怪。
They told Trump. They wrote him a letter and said, "We want after he made Jerusalem, we want you to help us to build the temple."
然后他们给川普总统说，我们希望你帮助我们建造这个圣殿。
Every bit of their energy now is driving to build that temple.
所以他们现在的。所有的心思，他们所有的力量都是说，我们要再建这个圣殿。
Why is that important?
为什么那个很重要，对他们那么重要呢？
Because Ezekiel prophesied.
因为在以西结书，以西结有预言这个。
Daniel said, "You've got to have a temple because that's where the Antichrist is going to set himself up as God."
因为但以理书上也预言说，这个要有圣殿，因为那个可憎恶的就会。坐在圣殿里自称为神。
But it seems like they are driven.
但是好像这些公会的人，他们好像就是被驱使一样，就是在每个方面都在拼命的来推广这个。
And my heart rejoices.
我的心里在欢喜快乐。
Because I'm living to see prophecy being fulfilled.
因为我就在眼看着这个预言在被实现。我真的是很兴奋。
It brings me a lot of joy.
带给我很多的快乐喜乐。
Am I fearful? No.
我会不会害怕呢？我不害怕。
Because he promised if we're his, he'll take us home.
因为神就是答应应许我们，如果我们是他的孩子，他会把我们带回家。
He said, "I'm not set up for you to go through wrath."
因为神说，我定义不是让你们经过我的愤怒，你们作为我的孩子。
So however he does it, we will not go through the tribulation.
所以不管神是怎么样做的，但是我们是不会经历大灾难的。
So I thank God in my old age.
所以在我这个年迈的时候，我感谢神。
That I have the time to spend to read it and listen to it, savor it in my heart, and I'll tell you the truth, it brings me great joy.
就是我很感谢神，我在这个年老的时候，我可以去。有时间去读神的话语，去好好的，好像在品尝神的话语。那我告诉你，那个给我心里带来很大的喜乐。
Now most of you probably don't know all the terrible thing that's going on in the world today.
可能我们中间很多人没有意识到这个世界上所发生的各种可怕的事情。
The scientists don't know how. They don't know the answers.
那个科学家是没法给答案的。
And if you understood all the different things that are going on.Not just going on, but getting closer and harder and closer and harder.
如果你看到这个很多的事情，不单单是说在发生，而且这些灾难发生的频率呢越来越频繁，而且呢就是越来灾难程度越来越大。
You would know that Jesus said that's the way it's going to be.
这是你会看到主耶稣就是预言会这样发生。
In other words, he said at the end, as is coming to the end, the beginning of it.It's going to come like a woman giving birth to a child.
他说，主耶稣说，灾难的起头就好像妇人生孩子。
And how is that?
那个妇人生产是怎么样的呢？
At first, there'll be just some birth pains, but nothing hard.
刚开始是有这个生产的时候，刚开始一点有生产之痛。
But the closer it gets to the time,
但是离那个生产越近的时候
，the birth pains are harder.
然后那个产痛就会。
And they get harder and harder.
然后越来越痛。
And I want you to know today the world is very upset, not knowing what's happening around us.
这个世界大家都很沮丧，就是很不知道下面会发生什么事情，这让大家非常的糟糕。
So I'm not going to preach to you on the second coming, but I'm just trying to encourage you.
我不是今天要讲耶稣的带来,
For Jesus said, when you see these things coming,
因为主耶稣说, 当你看到这些事情带来的时候, 你就往上看。
Because your redemption draweth nigh.
因为你的救赎力, 你们就该昂首挺胸, 因为你们得赎的日子已经近了。
And as children of God who love him and serving him,
作为爱我们神的孩子,就是服侍神的孩子,
we don't need to fear.
我们不需要恐惧,
we just look up.
我们就开始往上看,
because he's coming.
因为他就快来了。
Praise the Lord.
赞美神。
Now today I want to talk to you a little bit about character traits.
今天我想讲一些关于那个德性的本质。
You know, I've lived long enough and I've read enough.
我这个活的日子足够
长。To recognize that those people who have been selfish and alone and don't bother with anyone else.
如果那些自私的人，就是说，好像也自己就自己过自己的日子，也不会去打扰别人。
They usually end up that way at the end of their life.
在他们晚年的时候呢，年老的时候就是这样，也没人在意他们，关怀他们。
And so, why is that? Because we need to cultivate in us.
为什么会这
样呢? Some very good character traits.
我们应该培养在我们生命中一些很好的品性。
That makes it worthwhile that we have lived.
就是让我们的生命就是我们配过神给我们的这个生命让我们能活出来这样的德行。
God put us on this planet Earth.
神把我们放在这个地球上这个世界上。
But he expected us to live with not as a solitary person, but caring about each other. And we see that plainly as Jesus taught.
他不是说让我们就是做一个独，就是好像像个隐士似的自己过自己的日子，而是让我们能够彼此互相照顾，互相关心。
But these things don't come easy.
但是这些品性不是说很自然而然的就能发生在你身上。
Because as we grow up, there's a lot of these things we've never been taught.
因为有很多方面我们从来没有被教过。
And we've learned that they doesn't matter, we don't care about them.
然后我们就是也没学过我们也不太在意。
But there's something about mankind.
但是人类呢有一些特点。
That when they learned that happiness doesn't come because I have everything I want.
人不会说因为我所想要的都得到了我就会很高兴很幸福。
Happiness comes when I care about others.
你知道真正的幸福来自于当你去关心照顾在意别人。
And this is one of the things that Jesus wanted us to learn.
这是主耶稣想要我们所学习的。
So I'm just going to talk about a few of the character traits.
我们来讲一些这些德性的本质。
But you know the Old Testament realized what man was going to come to.
旧约已经知道说人最后会怎么样，已经预言。
And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see that their end shall be, for they are very forward generation, children in whom is no faith.
旧约里边那个生命记三十二章二十节说，我要向他们掩面，看他们的结局如何。他们本是极乖僻的族类，心中无诚实的儿女。
That was written over 3,000 or more years.
这大概是三千多年以前写的。
But if you have your Bibles, I want you to go to 1 Timothy. I think it's either 1st or 2nd.
提摩太前书。提摩太前书。
The third chapter, and I don't know, I'm not sure whether it's 1st or 2nd Timothy, tell you the truth.
不知道是提摩太前还是后，让我们先看到第三章。
Oh, second Timothy.
就是提摩太后书三章第一节。Okay.
Now,
oh, yeah, paralyzed. That's,
yes.
That's
Now,
Paul. 提摩太后书三章一节，保罗说
，Paul was given a revelation.
保罗得到启示。
He said, "Once I knew a man that went up into the third heaven. I don't know whether he was awake or asleep or what it was all about, but it was him he was talking about."
保罗其实在讲他自己。他说，我曾经知道有一个在基督里的人，他被。提到第三层天上去，或在身内我不知道，或在身外我也不知道，只有神知道。他其实讲的是他自己的经历。
Now, I think he saw a lot of what John saw.
我觉得他是看到了很多约翰所看到的，在启示录里看到的。
But you see, Paul wasn't told by Christ to write these things.
但是呢，基督没有告诉保罗把这些东西
给写下来。He said these things are too hard to even talk about.
他说就把它讲出来都很困难。
When John was told, write these things.
但是呢，神告诉约翰说，你要把你看到的写下来。
But he will, every once in a while, Paul will tell you a little bit about what God spoke to him that time.
就是，但是呢，有一时不时呢，有时候保罗呢会讲出来一点神告诉他的，在那次经历里面。
And this is one of the things because he's talking about the last days.
这个是神其中他可能得到的启示，因为他在讲这个末世的日子。
He himself would know nothing about the last days unless God had showed him.
他如果靠自己，他是不可能知道说末世是像什么样子的，除非神告诉他。
He gives us the character of the people of the last days.
他告诉了我们这个末世的人，他们的特征，他们的特点是什么样子的。
And I want you to listen carefully.
我想要大家仔细的来听。
And I want you to think.
我让你想一想。
And I want you to see, do I know people? Are people like this today?
我想你想一想，你有没有知道或者看到有些人就是像这样的？
And let's honestly think about it.
让我们仔细的，就是说，诚实的面对，来想一想。你看看保罗是怎么说的。
One of the things he says, the very first in chapter 2,Because this is when the perilous times are coming.
他说你知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
For man shall be lovers of their own self.
他说因为那时人要专顾自己。
Stop to think.
想一想。
Is that the way man is today?
今天人是不是这样子的呢？
They care about themselves. They love themselves.
就是人只爱自己，只在意自己。
And for their own selves, you see, they're lovers of their own selves.
因为呢，他们就是人就专爱自己。
Covetousness.
然后贪爱钱财。
Now he's not talking about these are little traits. There have always been some of these traits. But he's saying in the last day, these are going to be the main traits that we're going to see.
就是说这些特点呢，其实人呢都一直历史历代都有都有，但是到了末世的时候，这些特点是会成为人的一个主要的特征。
You're going to find boasters.
你会看到那些喜欢自
夸的人。Talks about themselves and lifts themselves up.
把自己就是把自己举得很高，觉得自己很了不起。
You're going to find pride.
你也会发现这个狂傲，就是非常的骄傲。
There's blasphemers.
然后也有那种就是亵渎神的。
That's calling the name of the Lord in vain, cursing.
就是妄称神的名，用神的名来诅咒。
Disobedient to parents.
违背父母，就是悖逆父母的人。
Unthankful.
然后忘恩负义。
Unholy.
心不圣洁。
Without natural affection.
就是没有亲情，没有那个天生的那种冷漠无情。
We know this means, no doubt, the homosexuals have no, it's not a natural affection.
就是他说没有亲情，没有这种自然而然的人和人之间的亲情。我们知道这个同性恋之间，他们是没有这种自然的人之间的这种
关爱。But we have come to the place in our society.
但是我们的社会到了一个地步。
Where they will try to save puppies and dogs.
他们想要去救这个猫和狗的性命。
And kill children.
但是却宁愿去杀掉婴孩。
Abortion.
你看到这个堕胎
thousands and thousands.
Yeah, the God.
But we take care of our dolphins.
我们会
We'll go to great lengths to try to save one if they're in trouble.
去救那个海
豚。Our animals, oh,
那个动物的，那动物的权利。
Okay, truce breakers.
然后就是那个不解怨，就是不。
That's the third verse.
好说谗言吧，
不肯和解，就是不对，好说谗言。
They tell you they're going to do something, but they don't.
不愿和解，他说他说要做自己事情，但是却就是不遵守诺言。
They're false accusers.
就是好说谗言。
They'll lie about things.
他们会讲谎言。
Incontinence, in other words, they're not. They're not. What shall I say? They're not faithful. You don't know what you can trust. I believe that's what that means. I'm not sure.
你完全不能信任这个人，你不知道他们说的话到底是不是可靠，是不是真实。
Fierce,
毫无节制，蛮横凶暴。
We live in an age of fierce people.
对，现在是不是很多人就是很性情凶暴
？Whether in crowds,
不管是在人群中
，or whether they go to a announcer's home. and just make it. This happened just recently.
最近刚刚发生一件事
情。Went to one of the announcers from is it Fox?
有一个那个 Fox 这个新闻电台的一个就是一个广播员，新闻广播员。
They made a mess and they tried to harm there. They went next door to his brother and then they went to his in-laws and back.
然后他们因为他不喜欢他。就要去本来想去他们家结果没找到他就去他的旁边的兄弟还又找到他的岳父岳母那儿把他的那个就是去扰乱他们就是心情很凶暴的人
Despisers of those that are good
不爱良善
Today good is evil and evil is good
在今天就是好的就变成恶的恶的却被
成
为好的 然后就是背叛
Heady high minded lovers of pleasureMore than lovers of God.
他说不爱卖主卖友任意妄为自高自大爱宴乐
And I think of this fifth one. This fifth one belongs to the churches.
我觉得第五句呢就是在讲教会呢
They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof from such turn away.
他说有敬虔的外貌却背了敬虔的实意这等人你要躲开。
Now this was given to Paul 2,000 years ago.
这是两千年前神给保罗的启示。
Do you think he's right on the number?
你觉得他写的这些是不是就是真是切中要害
？You look at your news. You look around you.
你就看看
you look at how people are.
你就看看你周围，看看人怎么样的行为。
I guess most parents now they have so much trouble because their children will not listen to them.
我就知道说现在的父母真的就是都很难做父母，因为孩子都不听话。
We could give many, many examples.
我们有很多很多的例子。
So I'm saying that in the end time,
所以在末世的时候
character is going to be a thing that nobody cares much about.
就是说，这个人的这个德行没人再在意了，这个人的品德没有人再在意。
But God cares.
但是神在意我们的品德。
And it makes us a richer person.
然后这个品德可以让人成为一个很富有的人
So we need to understand
很丰富的人所以我们需要了解
Lord how can I be a better person showing a character until people know that they can trust me I'm a good person I do what I should do I'm not even talking about a Christian now
我就想说你我甚至不是在讲基督徒就是说你求说我怎么样可以发展培养自己的品格让我成为更好的人所以旁边的人可以信任我
Because there's many people that are good that would help do that kind of thing
有很多人也很好他们也去帮助别人
And of course people understand that these people in fact today they almost call them heroes
今天他们甚至把这些有些好的品德的人称他们为英雄
In past yearsWhen people helped each other, it was what was expected. Today, if somebody does something to help somebody, they make them a hero on Facebook.
在过去的时候，如果就是说，谁人彼此互相互助，大家都认为那是应该的。但是到了今天，就是说，如果要是有人能够去帮助别人，这些人不是大家眼中的英雄了，
很稀少了，
因为太少。
Just a few.
So we see that what really can.Give us great influence if we surround ourselves by those that can show you and make you hungry that you might have characters that are rich.
所以呢，如果你在你周围呢有意就是让自己跟那些能够更想要更好、更有品德、能够让你的品德更完全的人在一起。
Now, I think one of the greatest problems is
我觉得一个很大的问题就是
we're living in an age where the cares of life
就是这个今生的思虑呢
overrun us
就是我们今生的思虑已经把我们完全占据了
For some of us, we're always in a hurry
是对我们其中有些人我们总是在忙来忙去
We're from one thing to another
我们从办一件事到另外一件事
We might knock people down getting where we're going
然后好像就从来停不下来似的。
But let me tell you, if we awaken ourselves to the people around us and to those things which make us a pleasant character, God will use that in your life.
如果就是说我们身上有些很好的、很令人喜悦的品格，我们让这些品格让神用，我们其实可以神可以用这些。
There's really a great difference between a person who is alert
对于一个敏锐的人
and somebody else that's unaware of anybody around them.
和一个没有自觉的人不意识到周围情况的人其实他们中间的区别是很大的
They can pass somebody and need not even see them.
有的时候这个没有就是没有意识的人呢没有自觉的人他旁边走过一个他可能啥都没看见
They can live in their home and things may go a little rough and they're not even aware of why it is.
他们有可能在家里边家里边可能已经有一些不太对头了但是他们可能完全没有意识到。
We see then that if we can try to be more aware.
如果我们可以学习更警觉更敏锐的话。
Somebody said to me one day,
有时候有人对我说
How come you know that? I said, because I watch.
哦、为什么、哎、你知道那件事儿
说
妈咪说因为我在观察
But then when we're so unaware of all that's around us
当我们对周围的环境事情都完全没有自觉的时候
We even may become unaware of what our children need
我们甚至有时候对我们孩子的需要
No, I'm not talking about milk, water
我不是说你都没有意识到他们要吃
food,
给他们食物给他们
clothes,
水喝给他们衣服穿
They come sort of natural to you, you know?
这个对你来讲是很自然而然，你会去照顾这
些。But I'm talking about those things that helps their emotion.
我是讲到那些对能够帮助他们情绪的事情，你有没有意识到？
Because
自觉到
you know, of the 27 mass murders they've had, that means the men that have shot up quite a few people at one time.
就是那个枪击，就是杀了在枪击中开枪公众场合杀了很多的27个这个凶手中。
26 of them came from homes that had no fathers.
26个是从没有爸爸的家庭里来的。
You see, the mother, one that has to just take care of everything, she never recognized what her son needed.
这个妈妈呢就忙着照顾家庭，她从来就没有意识到这个儿子到底需要什么。
She's so busy taking care of the home and keeping it together.
照顾家里边，给家里提供一切所
需要的。Many times individuals in the home,
所以家里的每个成员呢
，are the ones that become hurt.
所以呢，每个这样的话，在每家庭的每个成员都受到都有很多伤害。
And so that's why it's good to keep aware of what's happening.
所以呢，就是能意识到，能够敏锐到周围发生了什么是很好的。
Some people say, "Well, I don't know why my daughter did this."
有些人说，我都不知道我女儿怎么会干这种事儿。
But if they've only been watching her,
如果他们就是真的在留意这个孩子的话
，then some parents that are aware of something's wrong here.
他们就会意识到说这个孩子有什么地方不对劲儿。
I've got to find out what this.
那我就应该发现去找到说到底什么地方不对，
Now,
出错了。
We are not.Perfect.
我们当然是不是完美的。
And we're not all powerful.
我们也不是说全能的。
But God gave us a mind.
但是神给我们思想。
He gave us an understanding.
神也给我们这个理解力。
And so there is within us the ability to be these things. You can become more aware.
所以呢，你可以再慢慢的学习，就是更那个能够意识到这些东西。
That means you slow down.
就是那就意味着你要慢下来。
No, I can't say much about now.
我现在不能讲太多。
Because I go to the fridge and don't even know why I went.
因为我走到高速上，我都不知道我们要去哪儿。
And I looking for something all over, and there it is, right in front of me.
然后我就买东西上那里，我到处找，哎，结果发现我要买东西就在眼前。
But it'd be wonderful if we stop and think.I'm going to be more aware of what's around me.
所以呢，如果我们能停下来说，哎，提醒自己说，我应该意识到，周围发生了什么。
You know, it really helps.
那个真的是会帮助你。
I went to a place Sunday and I enjoyed myself very much and I loved them very much, but I knew something was wrong.
星期天呢，我去了个地方，我很享受那边的人，但是我能感觉到有些地方不对劲儿。
How did I know? Because just something I see the little difference.
因为我就看到那个小小的不同。
That's why sometimes you can hurt a person.
有的这就是为什么有时候你会
伤害到一个人。Not even wanting to hurt them.
你也不想去伤害那个人。
And you're not even aware of maybe how rough you were.
你都没意识到自己的态度。
Or how sharp you were.
或者说你的那个讲话的锐利。
Or even what you accuse them of.
或者你就在指责他们。
Where if you would be more aware,
如果你能够更能够敏锐一点
的话 it may really help you to have a less troubles than you think.
那就会让你少些麻烦。
There's another one too.
Can I say something about this one?
Sure.
好，我们来比较实际一点哈、啊，一个人不会敏感度不强，这是他的意思，就是我们要敏锐一下，就是人家已经脸色不好了，你还不知道，或者是你的孩子有问题了，你还不知道哈、啊。那我们怎么样让我们可以增加我们的敏锐度？这个意思也不能太 也不能太不平衡，是好像都是都在在乎人家怎么想，人家不是这个意思哈，那已经是病态了。就说当我活在每一天的生活里面，我还会意识到人家需要什么，或者人家有什么变化。我的先生回来情绪不好，他一回来就不好，表示说不是针对我，可是我会被碰到那个哈、那种气哈。那你有没有敏锐到那些看不到的东西？这个我觉得对一个富人的智慧很重要，特别是因为神给人富人，其实女人是有她的敏锐度的。好，那为什么我们现在缺乏这种敏锐度啊、Do you think it's born that way? It's not really so sensitive, or they can become a habit, or?
Yeah, I think probably there are some that may be more observant. But I think it becomes a habit.
我问他说，这个是生来就生性有关系吗？或许有一些，但是呢，却可以成长，却可以养成，因为我不是只有活在自己的世界里面呀。
Yeah.
那我现在从他印证说，事实上他是可以培养的。那我们来想一想，怎么样可以帮助我们的这个敏锐度可以增强？第一个，我这样想哈，我这样建议哈，我自己哈。你不能只有活在你自己的一个，我现在要做什么，我的想法是什么啊？我是一个中心，我是一个焦点，这个一定要把这个焦点呢稍微缩，我这个缩小一点哈、啊。然后如果你说我不知道这什么意思，你想想你对孩子就知道了。我们对孩子有个很天性的很自然的一种关注，他对不对啊、他生病了，我们会知道那是神给女人的一个怎么样，或第六感也好什么也好哈、啊。但是有什么迟钝的呢？因为我们如果太自我中心哈、啊，我就是要现在快，我要怎么样，我要怎么样，你就顾不到别人这边哈、啊，四周围的哈、啊。比如说我讲一个最简单的好了，你们关门的时候会不会甩门？有没有人会甩门？
看心情
哈、啊。当你要关门的时候，你有没有想到这个门一关那么大声的时候门会受伤？我这样用这样形容哈。二来，如果旁边有人那个声音怎么样，很多人会甩门的人他都没有意识到这一点，我不会怪他们，但是呢这个是不是也可以训练呢？你懂的意思吗？就是你稍微在很多事情的那种都没有意识到别人或怎么样，至少你想到门呢。我们家牧师常说这样门会坏呀，好跟我的孩子说哈呀，我们都觉得没有关系，坏了再换就好了嘛，我有钱是吧。但是即使你有钱可以做这些事情，可是你养成了一种迟钝的感受，这个就不好了。第一个，你自我一定要缩小，然后呢不要只有在我现在要什么，我怎么样，我要完成什么，好，因为女人很能干，所以那个敏锐感跟你的这种计划呢，两个是会抵消的，变成这样子。你在太刚才妈妈是太忙了。第二个，这里有你的经节上面讲，总要警醒祷告是什么意思？这个不是说哦，你看又讲得很属灵的，不是这个意思哈。警醒祷告，你常常跟神要有一个连接性。很多时候我没有办法自己有那么敏感的这种知觉，但是呢因为我跟神连接着，你知道吗，他会通知我。我常常劝一些家长哈、啊，当你看到你孩子的发现，他欺骗也好，他有做什么坏事也好，你发现了，我说那是神让你发现的，你知道吗？他有说你被骗的你都不知道，你不要以为我们一定比孩子聪明。可是当我们看到孩子在说谎也好，或者看到孩子在有什么样走入歧途也好，有时候我们需要圣灵的提醒，所以我们需要靠一位眼睛到处查看的神，因为我们只有两个眼睛看不过墙壁，对不对？你不知道他的房间做什么，那神要提醒你，他提醒你不是要让你操心，让你没失望，神提醒是说你做你能做的， 不是要让你好像忧虑重担，然后去 只是去要去责备，不是只有这样。所以这里很重要哈，我觉得说你要把这个经节跟那个妈咪讲的连起来，总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。如果我们的知觉心不敏锐的话，迟钝的话，到后来我们会入迷惑。你懂我的意思吗？迷惑是什么？当你发现孩子的错误的时候，你不但没有感谢说，哎，感谢神让我看到了，你会进入什么生气，或者是你会进入一个对孩子失望，或者是对孩子有那种就对孩子就放弃了，你懂我的意思吗？就会有这样的一个哈、啊，神的目的不是要你对孩子放弃，而是要你对孩子机警一点，敏感到他。你的丈夫也是一样，他回来他的说话他的什么，你要机警到他需要什么，他为什么这样子，这是女人的任务啊。所以我们稍微想想怎么样帮助我更机警的去面对我四周围的人事物，我觉得是我们可以做的。等到像妈咪这个年纪，她老练了，她也不太就说我们就可以休息了啊。你说好累哦，还要去想到人家需要什么，有没有人想我呢？会的，神知道你需要什么，好，因为这是我们活在一起的一个很好的彼此的这样的一个连接关系。好
，The next one we're looking at, no, that's not mine. Thank you. The next one we're looking at is a sort of like a sister to the last one, only this is to the individual.
就是说，下边我们要看到
The other one was looking about our situation around us.
刚才我们看到的就是说对
But this one deals with how we deal with individuals.
这个讲第二项呢，讲到我们是如何跟个人相处。
It's attentiveness.
他就讲到这个关注。
So you show the worth of the person by giving them individual attention.
就是你显示你
对这个人的价值，
就是你对这个人的他的就是没有分心的专心的对这个人的。话和这个人的情绪表示关注。
The other part is being just unconcerned.
另外一个呢，就是说，相反的，就是疏忽。
There's sometimes people stop you and they talk and talk, and you're wishing they shut up. So
有些人就抓住你就不停的说，然后你在心里说呀，你啥时候停啊
？You're busy.
因为你很忙。
You've got a schedule.
你说我还有前面还
有很多事等着，
我根本没时间呢。
So actually, we're really unconcerned.
所以我们实际上是疏忽，是不在意。
Because someone who would be attentive would listen.
所以一个关注的人呢，他会去听。
Be very polite.
我们会很有礼貌。
I know myself, I'm guilty of this.
我在这方面也有问题。
Not being unkind.
我不是说对你不好。
But my mind is going all the time.
但是我那个思想脑子里一直在转，在想东西，在转圈。
And sometimes it used to be that when I too was in a hurry.I too had something on my mind, and people would stop.
要准备要做什么事情，然后人就停下来。
And they would say a little, and right away, I thought I had the answer.
那刚讲了一点，我就觉得，哎，我已经有答案了。
So I've been guilty.
所以我在这方面也是
Because of the pressures of being unconcerned too.
因为这个压力就是我有时候也是疏忽。
But what a difference!Because I tell you, many times we can't help emotional people. We don't know how to do it.
因为很多时候我们没有办法帮助这个很情绪化的人，我们不知道怎么做。Sorry.
But many times, just the little attention we pay them.
有的时候我们哪怕就是给他们一些关，给一点点关注。
That they feel like somebody really cares.
他们就能够觉得说，哦，这个人真的在意我。
Because many times people are pushed off like this.
因为很多时候人就是这样，好像就被推开了一样。
It's a wonderful trait too.
这是一个很好的特性品德。
And along with that comes of availability.
在下边就是那个愿意分享。
You know, many times we just aren't available because we're centered on what we have to do or what we want to do or what we think.
有的时候我们因为注意力都在说我们想做的或者我们计划去做的或者我们的思想，我们就会别人要找我们的时候，我们都没时间。
Many a woman has gotten in trouble by making the schedule for her husband.
很多太太都有麻烦，因为她帮她先生定计划。
She just makes this thing up and she's ready, and then tells him this is what we're going to do. And he said, "Oh no, I'm not doing that."
然后她做好计划了，告诉先生说：“哦，这是我们要去做的。”先生说：“我不觉得我们要这样做。”
She's only concerned about what she wants and how she wants it.
他就想说他想要什么，他应该怎么做，他就告诉他先生。
But we have to recognize that that's not good enough.
我们要知道那样是不够的。
Boldness versus fearfulness.
勇敢和惧怕。
If I asked you all, how many of you have lived part of your life fearful?
我想如果我问你们说你们多少人有些时候是活在这个恐惧就是惧怕当中。
And sometimes the fears we have no grounds.
有的时候我们的这个惧怕是完全没有基础没有理由的。
Just steals my joy.
就是说所以你要去。
Makes me confined.
就是说你觉得说有些东西让我偷去了我的喜乐或者让我觉得被约束。
But we can have a boldness that is in Christ.
如果我们我们没有办法有在基督里的勇敢。
Confident that what I'm saying is true and right and just in the sight of God.
就是如果我们知道说我在神的眼里边我所说的都是真实的公义的那我就会有这种勇敢。
I also went through this in my life.
我也经历了这些。
I had one pastor said to me, Sister Schwartz, you've got to act like it's the truth.
有一个牧师对我说
Something like that.
你应该说这个就要让就是把它当成真理这样来叙说。
I went through a period of time that I had probably doubts myself, and when I preached, I didn't preach with conviction.
所以我那时候可能自己心里面也有疑惑，所以当我讲到的时候，我不是带着这种自己已经很确定的这种信心去讲的。
But then I learned through the Holy Spirit.
但是靠着圣灵，我学习到。
I learned to be able to speak through Him.
所以我学习到。
Because what I'm saying, I have proof from the Word of God.
就是我通过他来讲。因为我所讲的是在圣经里是被证实的。
But you know, I don't know. There's a lot of emotional problems or how we feel, but fearfulness is a real bad one.
就是我们很多时候有情绪上的问题，但是这种恐惧、惧怕是一个很糟糕的。
It demoralizes a person.
它就让一个人就是好像没有办法行动了。
Makes you feel like you're not worth anything.
让你觉得你没有任何价值。
But I learned that my confidence was in the Lord.
但是我学习到。我的这个，我的信心，我的这一切都是在神里边。
OK。
好，我们再看一个经节哈，提摩太后书第一章第七节，神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。好，这是神要赐给我们的。我们羡慕羡慕，我们是这样的。不胆怯，很刚强，而且呢，在受到威胁的时候，我们为什么会怕？就受到某一种环境或人为的威胁的时候，我们就会惊恐了。我们没有能力可以面对的时候，我们还有一个仁爱谨守的心。啊，我觉得这句话对我是很大的宝贝。啊，每一次当你碰到有害怕的时候，你的身体方面。你的家庭方面你的各方面让你有一种好像没有路走的时候记得这句话神要赐给你不是胆怯的心而是刚强我可以给你一个图案哈在我们的人生里面常常会过一种 路径就是好像前面远远的看到两只吼叫的狮子向着我们看看你走过来就一直要冲向你然后你飞过这个路不行飞走过去不行所以你就很迟疑向前走他向着你吼啊！慢慢你慢越走越近如果你退掉你就看不到那个狮子原来他的脖子上链着两条铁链这个是那个很有名的这个天路历程里面的一个画面我们的人生就是这样子很多都好像那个狮子要向你吼要吃掉你了但是呢如果你就放弃了那你就过不去但是如果往前看你发现哎，那两条狮子呢两只狮子呢它能够老虎或狮子呢能够冲向你的中间呢还有一个距离那你要勇敢走过去这就是这句话的意思不要胆怯刚强走过去我们就过得去了。
Then we come up to another one, compassion versus indifference. Now, compassion is not sympathy. You know, I've often heard them say, sympathy kills.
这个怜悯跟这个
When you sympathize until you've got the person down, oh, poor me. Oh, poor me.
所以当你你如果只是说
compassion is empathy.
那个同情就是自怜，说哎呦我好可怜，我好可怜。
Compassion is empathy.
但是这个同理心跟这个跟
It's when we can say I understand that.
就是说我了解。
I know that this is difficult.
我了解，同理心是说我了解这个，我知道这个很难。
And letting them know that you care, you feel for them. But I also know that God can help you through this.
让他们了解说我了解就是说这个是很难。
Not push them down with sympathy until they can't do anything and they feel like poor me.
不是说啊，你同情说你好可怜，你好可怜，让他们到最后觉得自己什么也做不了。怜悯是说你告诉你这个是很难，但是我们靠着神是可以度过的。
So we see that.Compassion invests whatever is necessary to try to help someone.
所以呢，这个怜悯呢，这个慈悲呢，就是说你做用你所有的去帮助这个人。
But there are those so many that are indifferent.
但是有很多人，大家就是不
关心。I have my problems. You have yours. You take care of yours.
你有你的问题，我也有我的问题，所以你就得照顾自己吧。
Now this one, the next one is contentment.
下一个是满足。
This is where the Bible said contentment.Is great gain.
所以圣经上讲到的说，知足便是大利。
Contentment is what gives you a satisfaction of heart.
知足呢，会让你的心里边也很满足。
Contentment is what calms your inner man.
所以这个知足呢，会让你里边的那个情绪、那个灵都很安静。
Contentment is when I look over at somebody else, like, oh, look what they have, that new car. Oh, isn't that? And I can say, but don't have money for that. And you forget it.
然后知足就是说，你看到别人说，哎呦，他那个车可看着真漂亮啊。然后回头想想说，我也没有那个，我也没那个钱，所以就别想了。
Covetousness.
但是贪婪就是
constantly trying to get more,
就是不断的持续的想要说我要更多更多。
You're running inside.
然后你里边好像一直在驱使，
It's a pressure on you.
你里边自己一直给自己不断的压力。
That's why the word of God is so true.
所以神的话语真的是很真实。
A man that is content with what you have is a man that is happy.
所以圣经上说，如果一个知足的人，就是一个很快乐的人。
I like you. We're going to skip one. We're going to come down to decisiveness versus double-mindedness.
下面我们就讲到果断和这个一心二意。
This is one that troubles many people.
这个是很多人在这方面觉得很烦心的一件事儿。
They cannot make up their mind.
他们就好像不能够做个决定似的。
They're double-minded.
他们就是那个叫说
well, if I do
this, 那个心怀二意。
Oh, if I do, oh, if I,
如果我做那个， yeah. 如果我做那个，就翻来覆去的，不能做决定。
Dorothy has a grandchild. It's that way.
师母有一个孩孙外甥孩子，
She's only five. But when her mother says, "Do you want this or do you want that?"
她妈妈就问她说，你要这个还是要那个？
She looks at them.
然后她就看着。
Now come on.On, do you want this one or that one?
就看着说你要这个要那个，就看着就开始问那个。
And she ends up crying.
然后她就开始哭了。
Because she can't make a decision.
因为她不能够做决定。
So it's really wonderful when a person can be decisive.
所以一个很果断果决的人实际上是很棒的。
There's a certain amount of a leap in the dark sometimes when we're decisive.But it really gives us calmness and confidence. I've made this decision, and this is it.
但是就是说，你说你在那个黑暗中这样跳一下的话，这个是只能到一定程度。但是当你一个果断的话，这个是给你心里很大的。
Sometimes you might have to say, "Well, I missed it there."
你有时候说，哎呦，那边我
wasn't the right decision.
那个我可能做的不是一个正确的决定。
But when you have to go back and forth, and your mind goes back and forth,
翻来覆去的。
Oh my, it's miserable.
那你要翻来覆去不能做决定，那个是最痛苦的。
Deference is one of those types of things that sometimes you have to limit your own, what shall I say, your own freedom.
有时候就是尊重。
To do what another wants to do.
有时候你要限制自己的自由去做别人想做的，去做对方想做的事情。
In the ministry, I learned this one.
在事工中、服事中，我学到这个。
What I might want to do, and then suddenly.No, I have to. They want to do this.
我有的时候说哦，我想做这个，但是我要停下来说，我要去做他们想做的。
rudeness is when we say, I'll do it the way I'm going to do it. This is how I put it down, and this is what we're going to do.
这个粗蛮就是说，我这样决定了，我是这样计划的，那就得这样做。
The other one is saying, okay.
然后别人说，
I can change my program. I'll do it this way.
那我就改变我的计划，就这样做。
Do you have to do it all the time? No, I think once in a while you're going to learn how to be smart.
我觉得你是不是一直要让步呢？也不是这样，就是说，隔一阵呢，你应该，我们要学习更有智慧。
You're going to start being attentive.
你要能够更加的，就是说，
You're going to start to be aware.
你就开始就是说要更加敏锐，你开始更加关注。
A wife that isn't attentive and not aware.
如果一个做妻子的又不敏锐，也没有关注
，is going to have a rough way to go.
那这个婚姻就还是比较，其实还挺艰
难的。Now I know there's some things you know that your husband doesn't like.
我想你知道，在你里边，你有些东西是你
先
生所不喜欢的。
And it pushes his button.
你每次这么做的时候，就按他的按钮。
But you continually do it.
但是你还是持续不断的这样做。
Yeah, you know, I had a good friend. She was a wonderful little lady. Her husband was a town drunk. And he would come home and decide they're going to move. He'd tear all the curtains down, put everything in the middle of the floor. And she said one day he was after me and she said, I don't know what made me do it because she was a very good, you know, she tried to win him.And she said, I had an egg in my hand.
她说我那个时候看到我先生这样，她说
And she threw that egg at him.
然后她手里正好有个鸡蛋，她拿着这个鸡蛋
Cracked right in his face.
就砸到她先生头上，在她脸上就
You know his reaction? He was happy.
她先生什么吗？她先生很高兴。
Oh, he thought that was great. She's fighting back with me.
她说先生说太好了，现在终于给我打回来了。
So I think there are those who just...Maybe like to fight, I don't know.
有些人可能就喜欢这样子征战，这样子吵。
But you're better off if you learn your battles.
所以你要知道说哪个是你的应该。
If you start to learn how to, I won't say work them, but be able to help understand why they're that way and try to see if we can do better to help them.
去了解他们的，了解对方他为什么会这样行，这样的做事，能够去。
You know, many times that husband that acts like he's the boss and he's the bully and he's the
有的时候先生好像就是说我就是家里的这个大老板，我就是这个好像那个老霸王似的。
It's only a front.
那个只是表面现象。
And he's just gone through life thinking this is the way he can make it, but it's just a front.
那个其实只是表面性，他可能在生活中学的。
Because they don't really have confidence in themselves.
实际上，他这样的常常是里边并没有对自己并不自信的。
I want to tell you something. If there's a way you want to have a good, happy marriage,
如果你想有一个好的、幸福的婚姻的话
，is build up your husband's confidence.
你就是要建立他的信心，建造他的信心。
And the more you build them up, the more he depends on you.
你越能够建造他的信心，他就越依靠你。
Life is very funny.
生活有时候很有趣。
Some things we see aren't like what they really look like.
有时候我们看到的生活其实并不是他们的真面貌。
That's why if we could learn to get these character traits to the help of the Lord in our life, we may be a far happier person.
所以呢，我们靠着神的帮助，如果让我们的身上有这些品德，我们会成为一个更快乐、幸福的人。
If he knows that you're, if you know he's not going to stop arguing.
如果你知道你的先生他不会停下来跟你的争论的话。
So you see, if you don't begin it.
所以你说就不要开始。
But get him in a good mood.
所以呢，你当他先情绪很好的时候
，You know, honey catches more flies.
你知道那个，要是用那个蜂蜜去抓那个苍蝇，可以抓到更多。
And being in a good mood sometimes helps.
有的时候就是他情绪好的时候去给他讲，也是会帮助，有帮助，
well,
有帮助。
Okay.
所以他就想想情绪好，说好吧，想想。
Well, anyway, we want to be dependable.
我们也希望是可信赖，我们有这个可信赖的品格。
When we say something, we're going to do it.
我们说，言出必行。
And then we want to have a determination.
然后我们有这个坚毅的品格。
We want a purpose to accomplish something.
我们就是要就是定义要去完成什么事情。
Sometimes it's just washing the dishes.
有的时候这个要下的决心就是去洗碗。
But we purpose today, I'm going to clean the house.
然后你就下定决心说今天我要打扫房间。
Simple as that.
有时候就很简单。
Or we purpose that we're going to do something that really is big for our family.
我们要是不是有定义说真的是对我们家庭是挺重要挺大的事情。
So really, when we look at it, sin is very hard.
所以让我们仔细的看，让我们看这个，其实罪是很艰难的。
The way of the sinner is hard.
所以圣经上说，恶人的道路是很艰难的。
So it's better if we ask God to cultivate in us.
所以求神来帮助我们里边能培养出来
a spirit that knows how to deal with some situations.
有的时候有这种智慧，有这种心灵态度，知道说怎么样来。面对当时的情况
My mother and I, we never saw eye to eye.
我跟我妈好像就不能那个面对面眼对眼
She saw it was red, I saw it was blue.
她看的是红的，我看的是绿的。我们俩总是不一样。
I learned through the years.
这么多年我就学习到了。
To keep my mouth shut.
她不管说什么，我就闭嘴不言。
So when I would go visit her, which is quite often, I tried because I'm only child, I had to take care of them.
那时候我原来就是去。
I was a woman of little words. I listened.
她在家是很沉默的，在外面是很喜欢讲话的。
And then mother and I, we really got along. Then we got along fine.
所以我们就相处的挺好的。
So let's learn to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
所以让我们学习就是很智慧，能够像鸽子那样子。像蛇那样子精那个精灵，但是像鸽子那样无害。
Thank you, dear. Thank you.
我稍微做一点结论跟补充哈。刚才他在讲那个就是那个打仗哈。他说那个太太拿了一个鸡蛋丢到他的先生脸上去哈。有时候我们需要这样做的，但是请你不要回去如法炮制啊，不要随便打鸡蛋，你就会破很多鸡蛋，损失很多鸡蛋。他的意思是说。到一个节骨眼偶尔打一次可以啊，不要把你买鸡蛋一直把它都不是来吃拿来打对方的哈。他的意思是说不要随便开战，你如果要打那你要选择战场有价值的才打，为了真正的真理，为了对方的好处，我的好处，我们自己的好处，你是要打好。比如说丈夫对哪一个妻子对哪一个女人有开始有那种好感的时候，你就要站出来跟他说你要小心啊，不是为了你的缘故，是为了我们家的缘故啊。所以我们不是说都一直忍气吞声的就让他要怎么样就怎么样，但是呢我们也不要到处计较，一定要他要按照你要怎么样。我们看看最后一句话，最后的经节，最后那个坚毅跟懦弱的金姐，我们一起来念来。那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。请你把这三个动词圈起来，打过圈起来，跑尽圈起来，守住圈起来。这个是人生要用的几把武器， OK。 第一把你什么时候要打啊？什么时候该打，什么时候不该打。是的，这个时候你要勇敢的，不是胆怯的。对于孩子到一个地步够了，不管怎么样我不能接受你这种态度或怎么样啊。接下来跑进让你走过的路上，虽然有危险，虽然有难处，虽然有很多的创伤，可是呢让你无憾，没有遗憾，对神是坦然，对你自己的良心是过得去的。我觉得跑尽了，我就像你说哎呀我这个世界上啊玩过太多地方了，我已经满足了，类似这样子哈。就是我今天人生呢已经跑尽了我该跑的路，我都看过了，各种风景各种体会我都哈，酸甜苦辣我都体会过了，但是我呢不畏惧，继续的跑完，最后守住该守住的。你带什么去见神啊？你跑进的时候不要什么东西都漏光了，希望也漏光了，信心也漏光了，耐性也漏光了，而是你守住了一个很重要的。你带什么去见神？ 彼得跟我们讲说，当我们的信心在神面前被历练到像黄金的时候，那就是我们可以被他称赞的时候。意思是说，我们见到他的时候，你能够守住你对他的信心，守住你他对你的爱是真诚的，你对他爱也是真诚的，守住那些永远的，到时候你就此生无憾啊。所以我觉得非常好哈，让我们在这个邪恶什么都是非常叛逆非常邪恶的时代呢，跟以前我们的伦理观念都不一样的一个时代，让我们好好的还是继续建立我们这些德性，对我们绝对有好处，而且我们会像一道光芒一样照在这个黑暗里面，非常的醒目，比以前的人，像孟万你说的，以前的人帮助人家一下没有什么，可现在的人呢，你帮助人，你有时候宁可牺牲你自己去帮助的时候，你变成英雄。为什么？因为这种人太少了，让我们成为这个稀少中的，不是动物，是神的儿女。好。